AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's a chaotic scene in Turkey. The country's prime minister says it looks like explosions targeting a peace rally in Ankara were suicide bombings. At least 86 people were killed. The explosions happened seconds apart outside the main train station in Ankara. The peace rally aimed to call for increased democracy and an end to the renewed violence between Kurdish rebels and Turkish security forces. The Black River in South Carolina has crested. Water levels dropped 5 inches. A local official says it looks like the worst of the flooding there is over. Governor Nikki Haley says it's hard to tell when people evacuated because of flooding in South Carolina can go home.
The water's going to go down, and in some cases, 3 to 4 feet in a day. But there's a lot of water. So it just depends on when we're safe enough.
Meantime, on the West Coast, the weather problem is heat. The high temperature today in Los Angeles is expected to reach 96. Thousands of homes in the L.A. area are without electricity. Camarillo, California, hit 108 degrees yesterday, its hottest day ever. A 4.4 magnitude earthquake shook northern Oklahoma, one of the strongest quakes in that state this year. There were no reports of injuries or damage. U.S. Geological Survey seismologist George Choi said it had the hallmarks of an induced quake, meaning it was triggered by the injection of drilling wastewater underground. At least 9 construction workers were injured overnight after a partial bridge collapse on a freeway undercrossing in Corona, California, outside Los Angeles. All of the victims were crew members on a project to widen the bridge. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un took center stage today at a military parade and mass rally in Pyongyang. The occasion was the 70th anniversary of the country's ruling party. Kim declared the North has no intention of straying from the socialist track established by his grandfather and is ready to stand up to any threat posed by the U.S. This is AP Radio News. College football, number 1 Ohio State hosts Maryland today. Second-ranked TCU is at Kansas State. The big matchups, number 5 Utah takes on 23rd-ranked Cal. The surprise of the Big Ten, number 13 Northwestern, plays Michigan. Baseball, it's a travel day in both American League Division Series. It's game 2 today in St. Louis of the National League Division Series between the Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. The Cards and John Lackey won game 1 last night 4-0.
Been, you know, playing a while, and this is pretty much the only reason I'm still going. I'm trying to win rings and trying to be a part of something special as a team.
It's game 2 in L.A. The New York Mets beat the Dodgers in game 1 3-1. The Dodgers' A.J. Ellis was impressed with Mets starter Jacob DeGrom.
He hit an electric fastball, that's for sure. And first, it's so close to your eyes, it looks really good to swing at. But when you do, it's going to be really hard to catch up with.
Noah Syndergaard pitches for New York today. Zach Greinke for L.A. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.